Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN, a big event last night in Chicago, is the Chicagoland Chamber of Commerce, their annual membership meeting. And the president and CEO of the chamber was quoted as saying, "Your success is our success." And that was directed at our new mayor, Brandon Johnson. The CEO of the Chicago Chamber of Commerce is on the phone right now. Jack Lavin, thank you so much for joining us. So how many people in attendance last night?
Well, Lisa, thanks for having me on. We had over 800 people at our annual meeting of membership. It was a great turnout for Mayor Brandon Johnson and also the chair of the Democratic National Committee, Jamie Harrison, talking about the Democratic Convention coming to Chicago next summer in 2024.
Yeah, we're not far away from that. I mean, that's a lot of planning. That's a lot to accomplish in just what will be a short year. They haven't wavered, right? Because I know shortly after they made the announcement that Chicago was the city that will be hosting the Democratic National Committee, you know, a few things happened. It looked like Chicago was out of control for a minute. Headlines were everywhere. Are they still resolute in bringing the convention here?
Oh, absolutely. They are more resolute than ever to bring the convention here. It'll have $150 to $200 million economic impact, create thousands of jobs, 50,000 visitors. This is a tremendous opportunity for Chicago, to showcase the best Chicago has to offer to the world next summer. You know, tourism is up 60% in 2022, so we have a lot of momentum. We need to change the narrative. That's what both Mayor Johnson and Chair Harrison said yesterday. But we have a great opportunity to showcase Chicago to the world through the convention, through events like NASCAR, where we will show all the stunning views of Chicago, our lakefront, our beautiful restaurants and outstanding hotels, world-renowned restaurants and beautiful venues and our outstanding hotels. This is a great opportunity for Chicago, and that was highlighted yesterday by the mayor and the chair. And really, the mayor got a very warm reception from the business and civic leaders at our meeting. He's done a great job at reaching out to business leaders since he was elected. And last week at City Council, he was key to pass the expanded outdoor dining and make it permanent. That's a big win for our restaurants and retail corridors throughout Chicago. And then to your point, I mean, he brought up our youth, and we at the chamber are pledging to partner with the mayor. His call to action is we need to employ our youth both for summer jobs and year round. And we pledged to work with the mayor on that, because that's really important. First of all, engaging and employing our youth will fill a talent pipeline for businesses, but it also improves public safety. So the top concerns for the business community are jobs and public safety. And this is common ground. This is where we can work together. And as I said yesterday, when business, labor, government leaders, and community organizations, when we all work together, we can accomplish great things. And this is a partnership that we think is a win-win. Hey, fill talent pipeline and improve public safety.
Jack, it's Steve. I want to go back to the businesses and their view of it. I mean, I understand that they're supportive, they've heard good things, but there must be some concerns as well. What are some of your members telling you privately?
Well, I mean, I think, as I said to the mayor yesterday, your success is our success. I think privately our members want the mayor to be successful. We all want to work together, because if the mayor's successful, it's good for Chicago. It's good for our economy. It's good for our jobs. I think this area of youth employment is very important, because public safety is a top concern. Finding talent is a top concern. And I think this is common ground and a place that we can build a partnership with the mayor and work together and do things like the convention coming in 2024, where we have tremendous economic impact and jobs. Certainly there's areas we're going to disagree. I think on the tax issues, Steve, we will disagree. But we've got big issues facing Chicago. We have $37 billion of unfunded pension liabilities. We have a transit funding cliff coming of over $700 million when the federal money dries up. These are important things for Chicago to handle. So we all have to sit down, work together, collaborate on how we're going to address these issues and how we're going to invest in our youth for the future, engaging our youth, educating our youth, finding summer jobs and year-round jobs. So these are all tough tasks. We aren't going to agree on everything, but I think the main thing, and by the mayor being there yesterday and talking to the business community, it's a message that he wants to work with us, sit down with us, collaborate with us, partner with us. And as I said, we pledge to work with him on youth. We've been looking at this for the past few years in regards to the public safety, how we need to engage and employ our youth. And
absolutely, because let's face it, they're bored, and that's what leads to the teen takeovers downtown. Jack Lavin is the president and CEO of the Chicagoland Chamber of Commerce. You know what I've noticed is that, especially along Michigan Avenue and in the Loop, we're seeing many businesses that are becoming experience-based, not anchor shops anymore. We're seeing some of the big stores have packed up and left, and we're seeing more experience-based pop-ups. Is that just to fill a void right now, or is that the future of downtown Chicago?
Well, I don't know if it's the future of downtown, but that's certainly a trend that's happening in retail, and it was happening even before the pandemic, but it's happening at a faster pace now. And we need to find ways to get workers and tourists back downtown. I think, you know, office population is 50% back. There's talk of increasing residential, which will also bring traffic downtown. But tourism is up 60%. In 2022. So we are getting tourists back, and part of this experiential retail, it's a trend, but it's a trend not only in Chicago, but everywhere. But we're doing more of that, trying to step back and be innovative on how we encourage and get people to be downtown, both workers and tourists.
Hey, Jack, is it true you're going to wave the checkered flag at the race?
And not that I know of yet, but we're supportive of NASCAR. I think that's another example of a bold and innovative attempt at trying to find new tourists, new people to come to downtown Chicago and be part of it. And we need to look at these things and do these things. We're coming out of the pandemic. We need economic recovery. We need to think of new ways that we're going to attract tourists here. And you know, just like the Democratic Convention next year in 2024, we're the best convention city in America, and we're also the biggest. And so we need to focus on that, change the narrative. We have so many positive things in Chicago to bring people to work, to attract companies and attract conventions and economic opportunity. NASCAR is another one, Democratic Convention 2024 next year. And the chair of the DNC pledged he's going to use Chicago businesses and vendors for the convention. And he
That's
wants
awesome.
To get the community involved, all 77 neighborhoods involved. So that's a great opportunity.
I anticipate we'll have many more conversations. Jack, thank you for joining us today.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Steve's News is next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.